From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. There have been a number of protests in U.S. cities, some violent, after Tuesday's elections in which President-elect Donald Trump won the Electoral College, but not the popular or majority vote. In fact, polling Friday indicates that he still trails Hillary Clinton by more than 200,000 votes. That won't change the election's outcome, and Mr. Trump has begun the transition into office with his first visit to the U.S. Capitol. More from VOA's Michael Bowman.
After meeting with President Obama, Donald Trump strategized with a Republican ally, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We are now talking about how we're going to hit the ground running.
And laid out his legislative goals.
We're going to lower taxes, as you know. We're going to fix health care and make it more affordable and better.
On the other side of the Capitol, Trump conferred with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the other man he will rely on to shepherd his agenda through Congress. Now Republicans are laying plans for the coming year.
We would like to see the country go in a different direction.
With Republicans controlling both houses of Congress and the White House, McConnell expects action on taxes, repealing Obamacare, and filling a Supreme Court vacancy. Senate Democrats will be able to use procedural tactics to block some, but not all, Republican agenda items. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Thursday, lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump agreed to begin settlement talks in a 2010 class action lawsuit alleging fraud against a former Trump university. Trump's lawyers went to court in an attempt to push back the November 28th court date for the lawsuit until after Trump is sworn into office. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said Friday that Islamic State fighters have executed scores more people from around Mosul this week.
On Tuesday, ISIL reportedly shot and killed 40 civilians in Mosul City, after accusing them of treason and collaboration with the ISF. The victims were dressed in orange clothes marked in red with the words, "Traitors and agents of the ISF." Their bodies were then hung on electrical poles in several areas in Mosul City.
She also said ISIL is reportedly stockpiling ammonia and sulfur in civilian areas. She adds that international law requires protection of civilians near such chemicals and that using them as weapons on civilians would be a war crime. A mass grave with more than 100 bodies was found in a town south of Mosul. Afghanistan's former spy chief has accused Pakistan of helping Afghan Taliban militarily, as well as providing them with safe havens. In an exclusive interview with VOA in Kabul, Rahmatullah Nabil, the former head of the National Directorate of Security, said Pakistan helped create a strike force called the Red Force, or Red Brigade, in late 2014, and that it started operating early 2015 when international forces had mostly left and surveillance had been reduced. Initially, Nabil added almost 3,000 people were recruited to fight in southern Afghanistan. They were divided into cells of 25 fighters assigned to one handler from Pakistan's intelligence agency. President Barack Obama honored the nation's nearly 22 million veterans Friday morning at Arlington National Cemetery, just south of the capital city of Washington. Obama participated in a full-honor wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, a monument dedicated to unidentified military service members who sacrificed their lives.
Today, on Veterans Day, we honor those who honored our country with its highest form of service.
He also acknowledged specific branches of the military.
You who once wore the uniform of our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard. We owe you our thanks, we owe you our respect, and we owe you our freedom.
Service members are honored annually on Veterans Day, November 11th. A fire that broke out in a suspected illegal garment factory on the outskirts of New Delhi killed at least 13 workers as they slept early Friday. Authorities said 9 other workers were injured. So far, it appears that the fire was started due to a short circuit, and most people died of suffocation. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.